Shireman, Brother and Sister, D.T. St. Helena, California, July 21, 1901. Dear Brother and Sister Shireman, I hope you will not become discouraged. Hold fast the beginning of your confidence firm unto the end. The Lord has wrought manifestly for you. God does not require you to turn over to the General Conference the buildings you have erected. You will see the salvation of God if you trust in Him, refusing to let your faith weaken. The Lord will work in your behalf. God is your helper, my brother. At times, we are brought into very strait places. Lately, great financial pressure has been felt over the entire field. But the Lord has not forsaken you. Be of good courage. The darkness will pass away, and the true light will shine forth. God has accepted your labors of love. Do not encourage a spark of infidelity. Thank God for the gospel of Jesus Christ. The precious words of the Savior, which are spirit and life, are to be brought into the daily experience. This is eating the flesh and drinking the blood of the Son of God. This is the wisdom of God and the power of God unto salvation. God has been your comfort and your hope. He has marked your labors of love, and His reward will be given you soon. You understand the meaning of the words, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Matthew 16, verse 24. You have experienced the power of truth in the sanctification of the Spirit. You know that this fills the soul with joy, making it glad amid even self-denial, privation, and suffering. The heart of the Christian is satisfied as fallen human beings are restored to favor with God. There is more joy among the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth than over 99 that went not astray. To know God and Jesus Christ is eternal life. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13. Anchor the soul upon the sure and eternal promises. Then the heart is softened and prepared to do God's will. The whole being, body, soul, and spirit is consecrated to God, ready for any service that He may appoint. You are linked up with your Savior to share His grace, rejoice in His love, and appreciate His imperishable excellence. You are partakers of the divine nature, sons and daughters of God. Is there any humiliation in surrendering all to God, in becoming joint heirs with Jesus Christ to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away? Having linked yourself up with Christ, you have the heaven of His presence in this life and the promise of an eternity of bliss. This is the hope set before us in the gospel. We may plant our feet firmly upon the immutable promises of God's endearing love and find strong consolation in the hope of future blessedness. A heaven where we are rewarded according as our works have been. Then we shall see the King in His beauty. Then we shall behold His matchless charms, and we shall go no more out forever. Look up, my brother, my sister. The darkness will soon pass away. Every cloud of uncertainty will be rolled back, never more to trouble or perplex the soul. Heaven, precious heaven, a heaven of eternal rest is awaiting us. With much love to you, my much appreciated friends.